it's wonderful to be with you again and just take a little time here today. Or maybe more than a little, you may be sitting somewhere and listening to this, want to just sit and listen afterwards. Or maybe our time together as I join you in your time might come to the end of a quiet time. So this might be a crescendo, a gentle movement into another sort of reflection, which today is for me from John's Gospel, chapter 10, 11 to 18. In it is probably the most favorite image of Jesus from the earliest of times of the church, possibly before Scripture, what we understand as the written story, the narrative moved to text. We had images that were placed in different places. They were not apparently religious, but deeply so, of a young shepherd carrying a sheep. This passage from John is about the good shepherd, the one who lays down his life for the sheep. And as I think of you and I today, I think about how rich this is. Before there was the written word, there was the spoken word. Before the spoken word was some sort of experience that you and I, our forebears, way back then, wanted to share, communicate, pass on to another, hold in the community of humans, humanoids. Wherever it was that we began to be able to relate one to the other, we had stories, we had images of what was good and wonderful and caretaking, loving, as well as what was threatening, dangerous, where the source of food was, where we might get cover. So much of this for us as we have grown up as women and men of Hebrew scriptures and the great God who was the tender God, the God who shepherded us there as well, culminates in this wonderful chapter and throughout in many ways John's Gospel of the image of the Good Shepherd. So I'm inviting you and I to imagine, not to be caught by words or catch words. Yes, lift them up if you wish. In my own meditation before I began this little reflection, a few words were very rich and deep within my heart, and they opened me beyond words. Good Shepherd, the one who is the Good Shepherd, might be that image for you and I right now. Let's share it just a bit. Not so much to think about it, but to let it move into us, dwell within us, as Francis would say. And in its dwelling, open up with us both who the shepherd is for us and who we are as shepherds. In the very organized religion of our time, you don't get to be a shepherd unless you've been trained and formally educated and ordained. A pastor is someone who is usually, and thank God in the past and again, held in fairly high esteem. They were educated, we are to be, and what? And called to be good shepherds. One of my favorite books on education is The Act of Teaching, Showing How. Jesus is always showing us how. His teaching isn't only about himself. This is the outpouring God who wants us to see both who God is and experience God's presence and see who we are for others, showing us in the Good Shepherd who we are, who God is for us and who we are for one another. There's this beautiful movement I think of in four parts of the person of God, the Son of God, Jesus the Christ in this passage in John, seeable now, imaged as this good shepherd. He takes it on. I am the good shepherd. And he contrasts it with one who would not be, one who is not present to us as the shepherd remains. So this person of God, this shepherd, this Jesus Christ is present to us. Not just talking to you and me. Not just sending us a letter, writing a passage, texting us right now, doing a podcast like Dan Riley. No, this God is with us. Tender image earlier, holding us over his shoulders, carrying us like a lamb. And in this wonderful presence that is God with us, God is providing us with a love that is beyond all other loves. So the person of God, Jesus, present to us as a shepherd, good shepherd, staying with us through thick and thin, storm and all the weather's moods, and when a wolf approaches, laying down his life in the middle of a cluttered and tumultuous and terrible time, provides us, gives us the love we need. In fact, the very who we are. And then that provokes us, evokes us, calls us forth to be the persons we are, the shepherds we are, the pastoral of the pasture of the other sheep persons we are. It's a beautiful movement that doesn't right now ask us to think, but to sense even more than feel. To let the image of the pastor, the good shepherd, just awaken within us a smile, a joy of God's tenderness for us. And in that, our capacity of, because Jesus is showing us how, teaching us by showing us how, our capacity, our God-given ability to be tender with one another, gently lifting each other up by word or attitude or our eyes. Our eyes are significant communicators, aren't they? So how we see each other here. All of this calls us for what I invite us into right now, and that is the quieting and the stilling of our hearts so that they may be open to the wonder of the renewal of our sense of God in our very selves. That rather than feeling accused or as failures in reference to being good shepherds or pointing to somebody else and saying, well, they surely aren't, you know, to be brought into the beauty of the one who tells us the story again and tells us who God is in Jesus Christ and who we are in God for others. Let that image arise and move around within your own quiet now and bring healing to you and me. We can be good shepherds. One tenderly lifts us up now so that in a tumultuous, difficult, and broken time, we might tenderly attend to one another. Greg and I greet you, the wonder of this day, the beauty of God's gentle care, and the power of the presence that provides the love we need and provokes us, evokes us, calls us to love one another. Be still. And know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. Be.
For information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.